U.S. Ski and Snowboard Director of Communications Tom Webb reports the U.S. Snowboard and Freeski Halfpipe teams opened up this season in Copper Mountain, Colorado. Park City residents Britta Sigourney and Devin Logan led the way for the women's freeski team. Sigourney finished third, while Logan finished sixth. The pair from Park City were just part of the domination in Colorado.
Took 7 of 12 podium positions at that event. That really is some dominance. I think a couple of the names that really stood out from that, Chloe Kim, who I'm sure everybody is aware of after her exploits at the Olympic Games and at the ESPYs. And if you follow Twitter, make sure you follow Chloe Kim because she's highly entertaining. But yeah, she was extremely dominant. Joined on the podium by Maddie Mastro, David Wise out of Reno Tahoe, a double Olympic gold medalist. He had a strong weekend as well. So did Britta Sigourney, who calls this part of the world home. And Aaron Blunk from Crested Butte in Colorado also had a very strong weekend.
Chloe Kim finished first on the snowboard halfpipe, with Maddie Mastro finishing second. For the men's snowboard halfpipe, Toby Miller finished second, with Chase Josie finishing third. Aaron Blunk finished first in the men's freeski, with teammate David Wise finishing third. The Moguls team also opened their season over the weekend in Ruka, Finland. Finishing on the podium in third was Tess Johnson.
Tess, one of the younger members of the Moguls team, putting herself onto the podium, surrounded by a number of her teammates who all scored points, Jalen Kauf in particular. Casey Andringer on the men's side finishing ninth. Good result for that team in their first World Cup of the season.
Plenty of members of the Freestyle Moguls team make Park City their home. On the women's side, Jalen Kauf finished fifth, Olivia Gioscio 12th, Alex Jensen 13th, Ali Kariotis 17th, and Nessa Zemian 19th. For the men's, Brad Wilson finished 18th, Jack Kariotis 25th, and Jesse Andringa 43rd. Meanwhile, the U.S. cross-country team competed in Beiterstol in Norway. Park City's Rosie Brennan finished 15th behind teammate Sadie Bjornsson in 13th and Jesse Dickens in 8th. The U.S. women's cross-country team also finished 5th in the 4x5km relay.
Rosie had a really good result just behind her teammates Sadie Bjornsson and Jesse Dickens. A pretty tough day of racing for those guys in the 15k freestyle out in Norway. Another good result for that team in the early part of the season.
In Val d'Isère, France, Ted Ligety finished 25th in the giant slalom, while teammate Tommy Ford had a career-best result.
Finishing sixth in the GS on Saturday in Val d'Isère. So yeah, Tommy very happy. And I think, again, an overall trend in that men's team with Ryan Cochran-Siegel's early season form and a few of those other skiers really starting to post results that bode very well for the season ahead and for the future.
Meanwhile, in St. Moritz, Switzerland, Michaela Schifrin continued her dominance, winning twice over the weekend, including in parallel slalom, which has skiers racing head-to-head.
Hot on the heels of her first ever Super G win up in Lake Louise, she managed to get another Super G win, this time in St. Moritz. So she's crossed the Atlantic and has gone and continued this dominant streak that she's having. Followed up with another win on Sunday in parallel slalom, which is wins, I think, 47 of 48 of her career. When we're talking about an all-time World Cup record that Stenmark holds around 85, we're already starting to look at how and when she may approach that record. So astonishing result for her. I think overall, when we're talking about this number of podiums, this number of top tens, all these points that we're accumulating, this is turning out to be a pretty exciting start to the winter for U.S. ski and snowboard athletes overall.
That's U.S. Ski and Snowboard Director of Communications Tom Webb. I'm David Boyle, KPCW News.